What if every choice you make, from your morning coffee to your smartphone, was already decided before you consciously thought about it? Neuroscience reveals a startling truth. 95% of our decisions emerge from the unconscious mind, yet traditional marketing keeps hammering away at the conscious, rational brain, the part that's inherently skeptical and resistant. This fundamental mismatch explains why companies pour billions into advertising with diminishing returns. Consider this. Americans encounter 4,000 to 10,000 ads daily, double the number from 2007, yet most barely register. When Johnson & Johnson broke convention by featuring fathers in baby care commercials, the ad became their highest scoring ever, not because it was louder or flashier, but because it tapped into something deeper. The secret lies in what Leslie Zane calls supercharged cues, backdoor entrances into the unconscious mind that bypass our rational defenses entirely. Understanding how these cues work doesn't just change marketing, it reveals how our brains actually make every decision we think we control. Your brain isn't persuaded by facts, it's shaped by associations. You choose Nike or Apple through neural networks built from countless exposures, not logic. When researchers present contradictory data about climate change or vaccines, people don't change their minds, they dig in deeper. This confirmation bias isn't a character flaw, it's how our brains protect existing neural structures. Your brain constantly rewires itself. London taxi drivers who memorize 25,000 streets develop physically larger hippocampi. Musicians show enlarged brain regions for their instruments. Every meaningful brand encounter physically reshapes your neural architecture. Those childhood cereal commercials created pathways influencing grocery choices decades later. When customers make your brand their go-to, they're operating on autopilot. Studies confirm 95% of daily decisions happen this way, from breakfast choices to Netflix selections. Every brand exists in your head as a network of memories, images, and feelings, what Zane calls a brand connectome. The most successful brands sprawl across vast neural territories, crowding out competitors. M&M's demonstrates this brilliantly. Despite being artificially colored chocolate in a health-conscious era, it's a billion-dollar business, growing 7.7% annually. Since 1941, M&M's has relentlessly expanded its neural footprint through holiday versions, space shuttle appearances, and spokes candy characters with full personalities. The 2023 controversy over redesigning these characters revealed how deeply embedded they'd become. People reacted as if old friends were being erased. M&M's repositioned from candy to snack with peanut butter and pretzel varieties, linked itself to wholesome baking, and partnered with sports teams and pop culture icons. This diverse web of positive associations creates a buffer of goodness. When you see M&M's, your brain lights up with so many pleasant connections that health concerns barely register. This is brain branching in action, deliberately growing a brand's neural network until it dominates memory and becomes the instinctive choice. Growth triggers are sensory cues that require no explanation. A green feather, bright red tomatoes, a simple swoosh. These neural shortcuts tap into existing memories, allowing brands to expand their mental footprint instantly. Visual triggers process 60,000 times faster than text. Nike's swoosh conveys speed without words. When Heinz faced perceptions of being overly processed, they showed fresh tomatoes. Robin Hood's green feather subtly invoked the folk hero democratizing wealth. Verbal cues work similarly. Just Do It communicates perseverance implicitly. During O.J. Simpson's trial, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit, overwhelmed complex prosecution data. Political language demonstrates this. Death tax versus estate tax frames identical policies differently. Sounds create immediate associations. Birds singing evoke spring. Microsoft's whoosh mimics satisfying mail delivery. Scents evoke the strongest emotional memories. Bath & Body Works' cucumber melon triggers generational nostalgia for pre-smartphone mall culture. Taste matters too. Kind bars keep ingredients visibly intact rather than processing them into unrecognizable logs. Even packaging influences perception. People attribute different flavors to identical chocolate based solely on foil versus craft paper wrapping. Negative associations can devastate brands. McDonald's faced this when viral videos falsely claimed pink slime in their products. Their initial refutation backfired. Mentioning pink slime only amplified the association. They rebuilt trust by pivoting to positive truths: 100% USDA-inspected beef, farm-raised ingredients, and their Our Food, Your Questions transparency campaign. Social media amplifies our inherent negative bias. Engagement algorithms prioritize negative content. User engagement doubles with negative political posts, and each negative word in headlines increases clicks by 2.3%. Negative associations arise from direct sources, product recalls, scandals, and indirect sources, subtle misalignments between brand intentions and consumer perceptions. Victoria's Secret failed to recognize how cultural shifts toward feminism made their angel-winged supermodel imagery increasingly disconnected from women's evolving self-perception. But negative associations aren't permanent. Winston Churchill overcame poor judgment perceptions from the Dardanelles fiasco by creating positive associations about Nazi Germany's threat. Apple's iPod and iPhone generated such powerful positive associations that they overshadowed previous negative perceptions entirely. Marketing celebrates uniqueness, yet standing out doesn't guarantee sales. During COVID, consumers reached for legacy brands like Campbell's and Cottonelle's or Comfort, not novelty. Brain science reveals we're hardwired to connect with the familiar. Breakthrough comes from matching consumers' existing memories with distinctive brand expressions. Popcorner's Super Bowl commercial, featuring Breaking Bad actors cooking chips instead of meth, earned an exceptional creative effect index score of 216, averages 70 to 130, by leveraging familiar concepts with fresh twists. Line extensions exemplify this. Brands expand existing products with slight modifications. Doritos Cool Ranch remains their most popular extension by staying close to the original. Netflix's Wednesday became one of their most-watched shows by leveraging 1938 Addams Family characters with contemporary updates. Top Gun Maverick grossed $1.4 billion by tapping into a connectome built over 40 years. Distinctiveness requires creating small but meaningful differences while leveraging familiar concepts. Tropicana's 2008 redesign removed the iconic orange with straw for a generic glass of juice. Sales plummeted 20% within 2 months, costing $55 million. They eliminated a powerful cue carrying associations of freshness and quality. Traditional marketing champions a single message, your strategic one thing. This approach is flawed. CeraVe launched in 2006 with three products. After L'Oreal's 2017 purchase, it became a billion-dollar leader by 2021 by layering complementary messages. Developed with dermatologists, beauty, moisture, advanced science, and natural themes, featuring gorgeous skin imagery alongside ceramide explanations. Multiple messages provide more mental footholds, growing your brand's connectome. Like spokes stabilizing a wheel, diverse positive associations build stronger brands. Unilever learned this when myopic sustainability emphasis backfired. Profits declined 5 years. Shares dropped 18%. Purpose can be one layer, but without consumer benefits, companies risk one-dimensional messaging. Our unconscious minds prefer fantasy over reality. We remember Thanksgiving's golden turkey, not the picked-over carcass. Zillow proves this. 55% of users browse 1 to 4 hours daily. 49% prefer listings to sex. Gatorade has dominated since 1965 with $6.25 billion annually, nearly four times its nearest competitor, by owning athletic performance fantasy, memorably portrayed through Michael Jordan sweating neon orange droplets. Winning brands don't fight your unconscious mind. They work with it, building neural pathways that make products feel like instinct rather than choice.